Do you know that there is only one God in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way to heaven, and His death and resurrection bring forgiveness of sins to all who believe? Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study God's Word, the Bible, together.
Welcome to the Pastor Study. Some states around the country are banning sex change operations on children, and they should. This program is coming to you from the radical state of Minnesota, where the legislature has declared we are a safe state for children around the country to come here and get a sex change operation. And if the kid wants it and the parents don't, the child can go to a judge who can override the parents. This is craziness. So today we got to talk about transgenderism, a boy who thinks he's a girl or vice versa. And we want to be compassionate. How do you end up with this problem? What do we do to help people with this problem? So we're going to bring in an expert, and I want to introduce to you Dr. Marcus Bachman.
Good to be here.
Good to have you here, Marcus. And you deal with all these issues. You're a counselor. And so transgenderism is the same as gender dysphoria,
right?
And so basically, we want to be compassionate, but we also don't want to hurt people by lying to them, to tell a boy that he's really a girl if he feels that he's a girl. So how do people end up with this problem?
Well, I think there's a few myths going on regarding this, and I think we need to be really clear about this is such a small percentage
of children
that have gender dysphoria or confusion.
Yep.
Teenagers who are going through their identity issues, which is a very normal thing for, we've all been there.
Yeah.
How at the age of 13 did we have such strong confidence of who we are? Unless we, of course, were raised in a Christian atmosphere, understanding God's word and understanding the identity that we can have in Christ, but still in the process of being a teenager, that still has some work that is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a child and an adolescent is battling with some of this, the good news is that significantly high percentage of those children that would have a question, a concern, confusion, they mature out of it.
Yeah, overwhelmingly they mature out of it.
Absolutely.
Except now that we have the Minneapolis Public School putting on a drag queen story time for children, and then bringing in someone from Children's Hospital Minnesota to talk to the parents about how we can help transition your children.
Well, you know, you talked earlier about Minnesota being a safe state.
No.
I think we need to label that for what it is. It's not a safe state anymore.
It's child abuse.
It is child abuse. And I think, you know, if we're going to truly, as believers, love, then we need to be able to tell them the truth.
Yeah.
If we're going to encourage, affirm someone's desire to become the opposite sex, we really are going against the principle of God's word.
Absolutely. And just biology.
And biology. There's a scientific part to this. I mean, when you really look at how we are made, male and female,
yeah,
it's more than just our anatomy. It's our muscles. It's our chromosomes. It's
yeah,
our hormones. I mean, there are about 700 chemical and biological differences between male and female.
Yeah.
If you take most people, if you give them the question of is there male and female and is that how God intended, they would probably say yes. But the culture now, and this is the from my perspective, a plan from the enemy to involve confusion.
Absolutely.
And to affirm that which is not right.
And Marcus, it's at its most demonic when the church is pushing this crud.
Oh.
And I used to be an ELCA Lutheran. The ELCA Lutherans had the world's first transgender bishop. A few years ago, 30,000 Lutheran teenagers came to the teen convention of the Lutheran ELCA Church, and they put an 11-year-old boy who thinks he's a girl on stage to promote transgenderism. That's from hell when you get that coming from the... Jesus said He who made them in the beginning made them male and female. Yes. He didn't add Amen. And transgender and gay and bisexual and two-spirit. He said male
There's
and female.
Two. That's yeah. absolutely right. But you know, if you're going to affirm a child, an adolescent's confusion with the spiritual side, the church affirming it, that only adds to the confusion.
Horribly.
You add a school that's going to affirm, and why would they have the agenda as a school to sexualize our children?
I talked to a Christian woman who is a librarian in one of our large Minnesota school districts. She knows 50 teenagers who think they are the opposite sex, and she said our principal is very woke. So that, I mean, that's where this is coming from. It's the adults.
Well, I think it's important to realize we have now, even though I said earlier how small the statistics are, those statistics are changing because there's a rapid influence in our school system,
to promote
in
it.
The culture, yeah. in the wokeness yeah. of saying this is to be celebrated. So if you're a kid that is not really that comfortable in your own skin, if you're not that popular, and then you look on social media and find out this is to be celebrated, mm-hmm. this will make me not only a victim, but someone who will become eventually popular mm-hmm. by looking at my life as a victim.
Mm-hmm.
And so sexual identity disorder,
yeah.
which was actually in our DSM statistical book.
What is that? That's
our, as therapists, we have labels for insurance companies, actually, to label a diagnosis.
Okay.
So for years, gender identity disorder was considered a mental disorder, clearly a mental disorder. Then in the 1990s, they changed it, and they gave the label gender dysphoria. Now, Tom, this is how gender dysphoria is now labeled. It is no longer
a disorder.
A disorder.
Yeah.
It is a fact that someone who is a male and feels like they should be a female or the opposite,
mm-hmm.
the distress from that is the disorder. It's nothing to do with this is right or wrong. It's the fact that they're having distress over wanting to be the opposite sex.
So tell us about John Hopkins University,
oh, yes.
which was doing the sex change operations,
yeah.
stopped doing them because the results were so psychologically damaging, then started doing them again.
Yeah.
Am I right? Purely out of political pressure.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm glad that they followed in between that the facts when they realized our candidates that are coming out from a sex change operation are not less anxious, are not less depressed. Their psychological distress is still there. We haven't solved it for them for having a sex change operation.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they stopped.
Yeah.
For years they stopped. And now in the last few years, they started up
doing them again in order to be woke and enlightened.
Well, I would also say that there's always a financial gain in all this.
Mm.
Sex change operations are profitable. And so if they're not only doing the research and getting reimbursement, and they're doing the actual operations, it's a money game.
All right, let me play the devil's advocate. But Marcus, if a child is going to kill himself because he thinks he's a woman and needs this operation, shouldn't we do the operation so the child doesn't kill himself?
I'm glad you brought that up because that's a myth. That's a lie. You see, if you're a parent and you're given that information from a therapist, a medical doctor, those in the field that are proposing all of this, well, you're starting to think, I certainly, as a good parent, wouldn't want my child to consider suicide or, God forbid, do suicide. So the truth is, no, statistically we find out very clearly that children, adolescents, if they don't go through a sex change operation, are not going to, I mean, certainly there could be a case out there.
Sure.
And that could be for anything in
Absolutely,
the world.
Absolutely, yeah.
That could be for the farmers who, you know, decide they're going to have corn instead of alfalfa.
Yeah.
You know, but the truth is, it is a lie.
It's so bonkers. Here, honey, I don't want you to kill yourself, so we'll castrate you.
Exactly. And think about this. So the female that has had her breasts removed and then later decides, this was a mistake. I've been influenced by my peer group, by the educators, by my therapist.
And by my Lutheran pastor, maybe.
Yes. And also my own parents that not only went along with this, but encouraged it.
Yeah.
We are seeing... and that's probably, sadly, but the good news of people who have gone through this have decided, what a mistake. And they're now coming out. You want to talk about coming out? There are thousands that are coming out and saying, mistake.
And I heard somebody say, the thing that is going to shut down the transgender craziness is lawsuits.
Seems like it always comes around to the money, doesn't it?
Where people are going to say, this doctor castrated me at age 13, and I want my genitals back, and I can't get them back.
And a female will never be able to breastfeed again.
Yeah.
So here you have lawsuits that are going against the school system, against therapists, against medical doctors and the clinics. I mean, this is happening all over the country.
Okay.
And we're only going to see an increase because we do know, regardless of people believing God's word or not, the principle of God's word still exists. So this doesn't work.
No.
God never intended not only the biology, but the psychology, the soul of men and women to do this. And they may be satisfied in their confusion for a season, but not for a life.
Well, let me be the devil's advocate again.
Yes.
Well, then here's a boy who thinks he's a girl. He's a teenager, and it's going to help him if we give him hormone blockers for a couple years so he can take his time to determine what he really is. Are hormone blockers harmless?
Oh, they are so harmful. I mean, we're finding over and over. This is where the medical community, if they're being honest, will clearly signify there is risk of heart attacks, there's risk of... long-term studies have not been done on this, but we're finding out that so many of the people who have gone through this have physically had detrimental results.
Okay. All right, now that, again, our very radical state of Minnesota has banned people from getting help with same-sex attraction, and they call it banning conversion therapy.
Yes.
All right, so you help people out of homosexuality, out of transgenderism.
Sure. Are,
is your license in trouble now?
Absolutely it is. Now, just think about that, Tom. Here we have someone coming to us at our Christian counseling clinic. 80% of the people that come to us are believers.
Okay.
And let's just say they are... Which is the right thing to do if they're struggling with this issue, same-sex attraction, thinking that it'd be better for them to be the opposite sex, whatever the issue is in that realm. Even though it's their value system that they want to receive help, they want someone to be safe to walk alongside of them. We are now banned from being able to do that. As a matter of fact, the risk of us being financially punished or losing our license can happen.
So what happened? What do you do now? What do you do?
Well,
I mean,
help me out there, Tom. Well, what do we do?
My only thought is, who can define conversion therapy?
Oh, exactly.
I mean, if somebody comes into my office wanting help with turning away from homosexuality, I'll go to jail before I'll shut up.
Exactly.
But I would try to. Now, am I converting them? Am I holding an axe over their head for? See, I think
that's the lie.
That's the lie.
That's
like
the myth.
Like we boogie people out here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. I mean, seriously, if anyone were to do that, it doesn't work anyway. So
yeah.
I mean, the small number in places across America that happened is minute.
But they're brought up.
But you know what? If we're talking to someone who has gender dysphoria, who has same-sex attraction, and they're in our office, you can see as you peel away the layers, there's depression, there's anxiety, there's trauma, there's something that has happened in their life that has caused this confusion. So rather than us focusing so much on the sex change or the desire to be the opposite sex, let's concentrate on the inner man, the identity issues, which really is the foundation. Because if I'm confused about who I am, let me assist you with your sense of self-identity.
So I remember many years ago, somebody snuck a tape recorder into your office.
That's right.
Remember this?
Oh, yes.
I bet you do. And tried to get you, and he said he wanted help for overcoming homosexuality.
Yes.
And you or one of your therapists tried to help him.
Yes.
And then he took it to the press or wherever he took it.
Yes, yes.
And so has it been tested yet? I mean, we do have freedom of religion and freedom of speech still in America. Has this been tested in Minnesota yet on whether you're going to be fined? Has that been tested?
Well, good news is that person came in and actually did tape recordings. They hid their tape recorder in their backpack, and actually there were several of them.
Okay.
And the good news is there was nothing that was spoken in the counseling office that was inappropriate.
Okay.
Because you see, we really don't do that pressuring, manipulating, you know, persuading of someone, trying to force them.
Right.
I don't know anyone who does that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so there's a myth out there.
Right.
And even when they try to tape record and have evidence against us, there was nothing there.
Well, and to see the governor of the state of Minnesota with a man who looks like a woman behind him and then a child next to him sign into legislation that we're making Minnesota a safe state. And I'm quoting, the governor said, signing this, we are stopping bigotry at the border of Minnesota.
What a lie.
So if you think a boy should not have hormones to be a girl or vice, you're a bigot. That's the only way I can interpret his words.
And I think how sad for someone who has had, even if they don't go to the full extent of having the sex change operation, for someone who has been injected, someone who has had puberty blockers, again, it's a physical consequence that happens to them.
Yeah.
They, even if they stop years later, you can't reverse all of this.
And the other sad thing, the media is not our friend. They are biased on this issue. We just got kicked. We were on this program was on the air in Rochester, Minnesota for 12 years. They just kicked us off because of LGBTQ concerns. I mean, we can't even have diversity of and this. These are people who supposedly believe in diversity and inclusion. Well, not if you disagree with them, they don't.
You know, where is it that on this whole issue of males wanting to become females, and then they're going into the female sports arena?
Oh.
Where is the media?
Yeah.
Where is the feminist? Where are the people that say, I have raised a daughter who has practiced for 8-12 years in this sport, and here's a guy that, of course, has different muscle tone than I have, and they win first place. And why isn't there an outcry about this?
I'm going to give you my 10 cents.
All right.
Romans chapter 1 says, when you reject God, he gives you over to a depraved mind.
Totally.
I think in America, in the last decades, we've pushed God out of our school system, everything else. We've pushed God out of certain denominations. And so then you get the craziness that you get. Yeah.
And so our job, our directive, if we're loving people, is to tell them the truth.
Absolutely.
I certainly, you know, as a therapist, but even as a believer in any shape or form, if someone is in distress, in confusion, I'm not going to look at them and just shake my head and say, yuck. I'm simply going to say, I want to, first of all, develop and build a relationship with you so you can trust me, so that you know that I genuinely care about you. And in that genuine caring, it is automatic that this person is going to start revealing the distress that they have. Well, if I'm a loving believer, I'm going to tell them the truth of God's word, the principal points of God's word, the plans that he has for us, the fact that this which they've been introduced to is a lie. I am going to love them by telling them that truth.
And it's not nice to lie to them.
Yes.
You know, I there was an old Lutheran pastor many years ago when the ELCA Lutheran Church started to promote homosexuality. He said, quote, "We are nicing people right into hell."
Oh.
And that's become the culture now. And it's become some denominations.
Yeah. And they're getting bold. They're so bold because, you see, they want to shut you and I down, not only in the TV stations that, unfortunately, what happened, but I'll tell you, it's in our school system. It is in our churches, you know, because as parents, we there are so many that are confused about how do we address this?
Yeah.
I had a church this share with me. Now, we had a man that believes he's a woman come into the, you know, woman's bathroom. And they said to me, well, what are we to do? I said, well, you're to stop it.
Amen.
You have to tell people this is not acceptable.
No. Marcus, I just got an email. Christian lady, you know, my friends and I don't believe in the transgender stuff either, but we don't want to be called homophobic and stuff. So what do we do? And my response is, I didn't put it this way. Could we develop a little bit of a backbone?
Yes.
And I mean, we don't have to be snotty or mean,
yes.
But you lovingly speak the truth in love, like it says in the Bible.
And why would we accept the label of that we're homophobic?
Yeah.
We're not homophobic.
No.
We're lovers of all people.
Yeah.
And no sin is greater than the other sin, but the truth of the matter is there are consequences to certain sins.
Yep.
And especially if we're leading children into this sex change operation and their identity is now misplaced. Mm-hmm. I mean, that can become serious.
Well, and Jesus said, better to have a millstone hung around your neck and drowned into the sea that you cause little ones to stumble.
Yes.
People know if they watch our show, I've struggled with same-sex attraction most of my life. The reason I don't go there is 1 Corinthians 6 says homosexuals won't go to heaven if you keep that up.
Yeah.
If you're living a homosexual lifestyle, you're not going to heaven. So who's being loving by telling them to turn around?
Exactly.
You know, who's lying? It's some of our ELCA Lutheran bishops who are practicing homosexuals now. The craziness now.
And I know that because we have two different careers here in one way, we're both in Christian ministry, which is good news.
Yeah.
But, you know, therapists that, I don't know how else to say this to you, Tom, but we have a lot of power in a person's life. We are able to influence. We're able to teach. We're able to propose changes in a person's life, like often very few people can do. So we have a responsibility to tell the truth.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility to prevent people from falling off the cliff, both spiritually and physically.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, even though we're trained in graduate school to have a white slate and we're supposed to be non-judgmental. Well, being non-judgmental about someone who's falling off a cliff, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
How dangerous do we have a position, and we have a responsibility to tell the truth.
Absolutely.
To gently, firmly walk alongside, creating a safe place for that person to be able to understand what God has intended for them.
And that's the, you know, the Bible verse, speak the truth in love.
Yes.
You don't want to just speak the truth and or you become a legalistic Pharisee.
Right.
You don't want to just speak love because then you become the blah, anything goes. We got to speak the truth in love.
But you see, therapists are not supposed to have an opinion.
Yeah.
How dangerous is that?
Uh-huh.
Let's see. So the guy that comes in and has several marital affairs, and I ask, because I've been trained to ask, how do you feel in 100 different ways? How do you feel about that? He says, I'm feeling just fine about that. I'm having a good time. Well, I'm not doing him any favors.
By affirming that, no.
There's nothing here as a white slate.
Yeah.
I think it's a dangerous place to be. But you see, then we come into the public school setting and our culture that says not only is I'm going to be a white slate. Now I'm going to affirm, though. You see, they get to have the opportunity to encourage, endorse, affirm, and take us out of the picture.
Yeah, and if I refuse to call a man she,
yes,
in Canada you can be in trouble. I don't know if it's quite that way here, but we got to develop a loving backbone and say enough of this craziness.
Enough is
now,
enough.
Now, Marcus, I want you to look in that camera right there, Marcus.
All right.
And let's say that there's somebody out there struggling with homosexuality, transgenderism. What would you encourage them to do?
Oh, you know, there's good news. There's absolutely good news. The opportunity for someone to come to a place and understand what has God intended for them. What is God's design for them? What is it that will set people free? How is it that I have come to a place of, whether it's with anxiety or depression or confusion about self-identity, what's God's plan in all that? Mm-hmm. The good news is there's hope. God is a God of hope and gives direction and purpose. And you know, we need to move away from it's all about me. God's purpose isn't to serve others, is to love on others. And the more we get stuck about self, the less free we will be. So freedom is a beautiful thing in one's life, but freedom involves dying to self, living for Jesus, and understanding the plan that he has for us.
Wonderful.
That's good news, Tom.
Good job there, Marcus. Well, everybody, we got about a minute left, but we want to put on the screen, there we go. Marcus is a counselor, and he has a counseling clinic. You can either call that phone number, 651-379-0444, if you need help, or you can check out his website, counselingcare.us. But there we go. Thank you so much, Marcus.
It's been an honor to be here,
Tom. It has
been.
And, you know, let's just take a moment to pray.
Yes.
God the Father, we want to pray, first of all, for anyone watching this program struggling with homosexuality, bisexuality, transgenderism, or heterosexual fornication, sex outside of marriage, whatever their struggle is, Lord, we would pray that they would follow your truth and not the lies of our culture. Just set people free, Lord. Bless Marcus and his work and in all the counselors that he works with. We pray you turn Minnesota around,
yes,
America around, the world around. Just the lies that have infiltrated us, somehow, Lord, turn us back to sanity. Mm. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Marcus, amen. There we go. Thanks for being with us. And everybody, if you'd like to watch the show again, just go to pastorstudy.org. All of our TV shows are there. Pray for us. If the Lord nudges you to support us, we'll see you next time.
Thank you for watching the Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because of the generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write the Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.